Welcome to a workflow demo that I tend to do all the time when I'm doing video demonstrations from the camera app on my iPhone 12 Pro. I then need to actually get that video from my iPhone to my Mac. The more I'm reading stuff on my Mac lately, the more that I like to actually then drop an article back to my iPhone to also read, depending on what it is, particularly from a website. Let me show you how I accomplish both of those tasks, of course, by using AirDrop. Let me just grab my iPhone 12 Pro, open Photos.
Photos, video, the 3rd of March, a person typing on a keyboard.
That's it. I was demonstrating a large print high contrast keyboard the other day on our Vision Store YouTube channel, so I'm going to double tap on that one.
Video, library, back button.
And I'm going to go to the bottom of the screen, four-finger touch.
Toolbar, delete, button.
Click back to the left.
Favorite, share, button.
Double tap on share.
One video selected, 920 Nerera, heading, close, photo selected, David, Jessica, AirDrop.
There's AirDrop, one-finger double tap.
AirDrop. Heading.
And let me just see what my Mac's up to.
Desktop group.
Very good. Actions flicking available. Through.
AirDrop recipient. Devices. David's MacBook Air. AirDrop recipient. Selected. David's MacBook Air.
One row
waiting.
Notification AirDrop recipient. Center. AirDrop. Now receiving video from David Work. Actions available.
Very good.
David's MacBook Pro. Selected. David's MacBook Air. Sending. 93. AirDrop recipient. David's MacBook Air. Sent. AirDrop recipient.
Very good.
AirDrop recipient. Manage user guide V2 PDF PDF AirDrop. Document.
Column. All right, so it's gone straight into my Dropbox folder. Go to the top.
Empty cell. IMG underscore 0070 MOV. Level 2.
And if I press spacebar.
IMG
Hi, and welcome to another Vision Australia Vision Store product demonstration.
And that's indeed the video that I took yesterday.
Today, I'm going to be talking about a large print high contrast keyboard. And this particular keyboard.
Okay, and I'm going to close it.
Close window, download.
Then I just simply rename the file, copy it to my Dropbox link folder, and then pass it off to our external media company that does all the pretty stuff to do with the video. All right, so that's how I get stuff from my iPhone to my Mac. Let me show you what I do to get stuff from my Mac to my iPhone. So I'm going to jump into Safari.
Safari, Chromecast with Google TV.
Read an article back in January, which was about the Chromecast with Apple TV on American Foundation for the Blind Access World for January 2021. When I don't have time, particularly at home, to read the stuff on my Mac, I tend to shove off the article in particular to my iPhone. So I've got the article already on the screen from the January Access World 2021 about Chromecast with Google TV. I'm going to go to the top.
Toolbar.
Interact the toolbar.
In toolbar.
And I'm going to jump to the end.
Show slash hide tab new tab button.
Back to the left.
Share button.
Press on share.
Menu. Add to read bookmark.
I'm down to AirDrop.
Email list messages. AirDrop.
Select AirDrop.
Air cancel button.
And go back to the left.
Image. AirDrop. Table.
Interact.
AirDrop. David Woodbridge. MacBook Pro. David Woodbridge. iPhone.
David Woodbridge. iPhone.
Landscape. We use portrait. Cookie consent. Web dialog. We use cookies. Learn more about. Dismiss cookie message.
Yeah, don't care if you use cookies. Don't want to have it.
Dismiss cookie message.
Rotate.
Characters. Edit. Headings. Chromecast with Google TV, an accessibility review. Heading level 1.
And then
17 headings.
I can just do a two-finger flick down on my iPhone to start listening to the article.
Chromecast with Google TV, an accessibility review. Heading level 1. J. Medal. Article. Landmark. Over the past few years, a new category of miniature but powerful streaming devices has taken the world by storm. We've covered several of these in Access World.
I'll just do two finger touch to stop it. So there you go. That's how easy it was to get an article, in this case from Safari, from my Mac to my iPhone. That's just a little demo of a bit of a workflow that I use to get particularly videos from my iPhone to my Mac to pass on to my external work media company. and also then how to get articles from my Mac onto my iPhone so I can read them later. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.